This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Police and protesters are already at odds ahead of a curfew that has just gone into effect at this hour in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky. Crowds of varying sizes have gathered in New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Chicago as well, while protesters against racial injustice and police brutality massed in Kentucky's largest city. This after a grand jury did not directly charge any police officers in the death of medical technician Breonna Taylor. Some of those protesters later clashed with police in riot gear. About a dozen people were arrested in one confrontation between hundreds of demonstrators and a group of heavily armed law enforcement officers just outside downtown Louisville. Cameron says he has had a hard meeting with members of Breonna Taylor's family before his announcement.
There's nothing I can offer today to take away the grief and heartache this family is experiencing as a result of losing a child, a niece, a sister, and a friend. What I can provide today are the facts.
That was Kentucky Attorney General Dave Cameron. One of three white police officers was indicted for wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment next door to the black 26-year-olds. The indicted officer, Detective Brett Hankinson, faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. In a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said, quote, science will guide our decision, end quote, as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus.